Change is what keeps me young. Change is what keeps me fresh and innovative. Change keeps me from getting stale. This is Dr. Herb Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant inspiration. Change is what keeps me young. Change is what keeps me fresh and innovative. Change keeps me from getting stale. Oh my, yes. How interesting. We oftentimes rebel at change because change takes us from the standard operating procedure that we have and puts us into another mode of action. We like to have new clothes. That's change. But that's a change that is charming and delightful. We like to have a new house because a new house is always a great experience. Having a new room to live in, having new rooms to have the family live in and so forth. That's always kind of a fun thing. Change is kind of nice when you are going into a new community and a new job and all new people. And these new people don't know you. They have no idea who you are. They have no idea what sort of a bum you are, what sort of a good person you are. And so you go in and you have an opportunity to change yourself and be a beautiful, loving, centered, fantastic person, or to be a bum, you know, to be somebody who's picking on everybody all the time. Or you can be a person who is always looking for faults, always looking for problems in the organization. quality control people are theoretically having a very difficult job to do. The quality control people are the ones who are trying to help a business get the most for the buck, most bang for the buck, as they say. The quality control person makes sure that the quality of the merchandise that is being produced or manufactured is of the highest quality. And in the process, they have to fire higher, they have to change, they have to move things around, they have to readjust people. And if this is not done with tact and delicacy, that person is an anathema to the rest of the organization. They hate him because he's coming in and bringing change and causing problems that people have been doing things a certain way for years, and now he comes along and he says, but that wasn't a good way to do it. And they don't like that. So if this quality control person comes in with a change in a loving way, and he tells the boss that this is what should be done, and he tells the boss, here are some suggestions how it can be done most harmoniously, and some suggestions that if people have to change jobs, he has done research into the people who are on the jobs that have to change jobs so they can change within the company at the same pay that they're getting now, without losing anything by moving to another activity. Because if they're put on the old job that is now going to be operated with changes, they're going to be rebellious to the changes, because that's just part of our nature too. We either flow with the change or we're rebellious. We're rebellious at the change if it's what we've been doing for many, many years or many months, and we feel that's the way it should be done. And so the quality control man recommends to the boss that these people be transferred to other areas for no other reason than change is good for them. And then if the boss says, well, they weren't too good at that, then the quality control man has to come out and say, they were very good at that. They did exactly what you wanted. But now you are coming up with a different way of doing it, more efficient, more practiced, more beneficial, with a better product than the end result. And for them to shift from doing it one way to doing it another way, it's not fair to them. You have created that problem for them. So it's wise for us to create them in a new job. In fact, just switch. The people who are in the new job go into whatever was the old job, still having the same pay. Now, this is a diplomat at work. That's a man whose presence in the company is desired, whose presence is thought of as a happy thing, rather than someone who's making change for change's sake. And they may not always see why the change is made, and they don't have to see it. This is a very important thing. They don't have to see it. They did their job as they were told to do it, and now they're given a new job, and they're going to do that job as they're told to do it. And they're not going to have their old job and have it be revised and have to learn a whole new modus operandi procedure to operate it. They're not going to have to do that. They're just going to move into a new field, which is a lot more fun to learn than learn how to make over the old field. You know that. Okay. Now let's go to relationships. Let's go to husbands and wives. Husbands and wives cannot stand to see change. The husband says, I've been doing it this way for so long, and I'm perfectly happy, and she should be too. And she says, well, we've got to do it this way because this is the way it's necessary for the family and necessary for us and necessary. And we've got to make that change. And so when a husband and wife does this, they're not really uptight about the change that they're making. They're uptight about where authority lay. Does the wife have the authority or the husband have the authority? Who's got the macho role? What is that? And you see, when that is understood, then the change can be made harmoniously without breaking a lot of mental attitudes in the people involved. When the husband can begin to look at the wife and say, hey, I forgot how good looking you are. I forgot what a lovely creature you are. You know, it's been a long time since we've gone dancing. I forgot how good it was when we were dancing, and how wonderful we felt when we were dancing. I forgot what it was like to show you off to all my friends. And I still would like to do that. And she thinks under her breath, with your big fat tummy, I don't know if I want to go and show you off to my friends. But that's not in the picture. His fat tummy makes no difference. She cares about him and loves him. Yeah, no hair to him. She cares about him and loves him and would not trade him in. So she's certainly not ashamed to show him to her friends. Her friends know him already anyhow, probably. But the thing is, they're happy to go out. Now, he will have to buy a new pair of pants to go dancing in his suit, because the other pair just went straight up. Now the new pair have to sort of stretch out a little bit. And that's good. That's all to the good. But that's what change is. Change is what keeps me young. Change is what keeps me fresh and innovative. Change keeps me from getting stale. And when we have change in our relationships, if we can take that change in stride, then it's wonderful. There's a saying, learn how to talk with your husband or your spouse, your husband or wife. Learn how to talk with your spouse. Learn to enjoy their company, because in your later years, that's what you'll have. That's the only thing you'll have to share. They're trying to say that in your later years, you won't have sex. And of course, that's not true, because sex is something people can have all of their married life and have it very harmoniously and very happily and very satisfyingly. But perhaps not as enthusiastically as when they were 25 years old, and not as enthusiastically as when they were 35. But the thing is, life brings its changes, and we flow with these changes. I was reading in a magazine on health products the other day, and it had all sorts of things to help the man maintain his erection so he can have a good sexual experience. And I thought to myself, my goodness, if one had to put all those things on in preparation for having the relationship, the inspiration of the relationship would be lost and be hard put to find again. But again, some people's desire is to have that relationship in that way, and they put up with the little inconveniences necessary to accomplish it. Well, that's just part of life too. And many people, instead of growing old gracefully, and they grow old continually thinking that they're young. And when they continually think that they're young, instead of growing old gracefully, they are not ready for change. Now, can you be what you are and grow old gracefully? Can you be 25 years old and grow old gracefully? Certainly. Because growing old gracefully doesn't mean getting more years or aging. It merely means that you have integrity and a pride and a dignity in yourself, which nothing can inhibit. Nothing can keep you from having that. Nothing can take away your belief in yourself that you're a pretty wonderful person. And this is the change that you have to make. Because before, it was just a fact. Now, it's an attitude. Are you strong enough to live with the attitude, since the fact isn't always there anymore? But change helps us to do this. It helps us to live in a very meaningful, desirable, fantastic world. And no judgment, no judgment, no feeling that we're right or wrong, no feeling that it has to be one way or the other. Just flowing with the change of time, the change of life. I noticed a lot of men and women, the man retires, and then he's a bother around the house because the wife is so used to having done it. And so the wife realizes, I'm going to have him here. We might as well share our house together. We might as well share our chores. And we might as well do the dishes together. And he says, great, something to do, you know. And we might as well paint the living room or make a few changes here and there, because that's fun, together. And so they make a sloppy job out of it, but they did it themselves, and they did it together. And they look at it and say, we did this. And their friends who come in say, I can tell. I can tell you didn't have it paid for by a professional. But that's okay. Every brush mark on that wall, they know, because their arthritic arm was working there and doing its very best. And that's a monument to their sharing together. It's not to the excellence of the paint job. That's the farthest thing that's important, but it's to the sharing of doing something together, even when they were aching and painting and hurting as they did it, because they were together and they were doing something and they were loving it. And they sit there and they giggle every time they look at the paint mark on the wall where they didn't quite blend it as harmoniously as they could. And it brings joy to their hearts always, because they're not saying, you stupid jerk, or you silly person, you know. They don't say that, because they recognize that each did their best and each gave their best. And boy, I remember you really had an arthritic shoulder that your arm wouldn't go up high enough to catch that, you know. And we didn't have a stick to put the brush on to reach up there. And you tried to climb the ladder and you fell off the ladder. I mean, they'll never forget their time together. But it's a time he no longer is at his office or at his job, whatever it is. He's home now. And together they do things. And they go out in the evening, take a walk, because they're not tired. He was always tired after a hard day's work, and she was pretty tired after doing everything herself. But they had so much fun giggling in the day as they were doing things together that when it was after supper, they each went out for a walk together. And quietly, just arm in arm, each in their own world, in their own meditation, thinking about what a beautiful life they have and what wonderful things are taking place. Even the changes that are taking place, they think it is wonderful because we're together. Now, that I don't recommend as the highlight of life, saying we're together, but I do recommend that when the change is made and we can flow with the changes of in our life, we have a fantastic experience to expect, because it is ours. It is us. We're not like the quality control man who is looking to improve the product, the end product, by making sure that the process by which the end product is achieved is in perfect harmony and balanced and most reasonably and economically done. But a good quality control man, and there are many thousands of good, millions of good quality control men who work for different companies, who are the diplomats. They're the tactful people. They help the boss maintain a oneness with his employees, and it makes everything work out a lot happier and more harmonious. But this is what change is. Change is what keeps me young, because it always keeps me trying to do something in a new way. I used to jog around this park here and just have a great time. Now I walk around this park here and just have a great time. You see, change is what keeps me fresh and innovative. It brings up new ways of my doing something that I'm no longer doing. When I was a kid, I used to hit a nail 100 times before it went in the board. And when I was a man, I'd hit a nail once and boom, right straight through. And now I'm hitting a nail 100 times again to put it through the board. And I don't care. I'm doing it, and it's mine. And all those puck marks in the board from hitting it with the hammer, and when I miss the nail, hey, there's no big deal. It just reminds me of when I was a kid. See, I'm a kid again. And it's quite fascinating. It's quite fascinating to be me. Change keeps me from getting stale. And certainly, if you ever look at my life, you'll never say it's stale. My sister says, my God, Herb, when do you have time to breathe, you know? And I said, it sounds exciting, doesn't it? She said, it does. I said, it is. And I love it. And it keeps me going. And I think to myself, how can I come up with something new for these people that I've been speaking to over the years? No problem. No problem. I come up with 3 talks a day here, and I don't know that any of them are ever the same. And I don't know that I ever, there's a couple illustrations pop in and out of it occasionally because they're so convenient. But basically, it's all new stuff. All new ideas of looking at things, new ideas of pumping up my ego and then putting a pin in there and pricking it and deflating my ego. Doing it both ways, but having a great time. Because change is what keeps me fresh and innovative, and I am fresh. And I am innovative, and I like me, and I love you, and I love you, I love you, I love you.